four whole time talking to Ludwig Sander. But you were just saying about your mother and her music.
Oh, well, that's... No, I don't think that fits in with that.
No.
Anything that preceded it.
But you were what?
I say, you know, you asked me about my family influence and what my... education and so forth was, or family life. It's that's pretty hard to put down. That's usually in biography some way or other systematized or romanticized into a story, and I realize that it's not of any value, except as I told you that I didn't think so at the time, nor later, but much more recently now in my older age, I look back and I see that my contemporaries, who were also natives of New York, started much later to live in New York. In other words, they ate and slept in their neighborhoods and didn't get around.
But probably.
I had the good fortune to move around in the city at an age when I can't remember. I used to be taken to the Metropolitan to get me the hell out of the way. Because
well, you were born in New York.
Yeah, but but you stick pretty much in your neighborhood until you get to an age where you move around. Children weren't taken around to places when I was a kid. You know, the schools didn't organize anything to tell you about them. It was practically reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know, we had no art in the schools or anything about art in the schools. We just did our school work. Maybe we know more about grammar now, and we don't have to take our shoes off to count to 20 because we learned that pretty well. But I had the good fortune through, as I say, my mother was no musician, my father was no musician, but they had great music interest. So very early in life, I was taken around to concerts and to the opera, merely because I had to go. In other words, because we had subscription, two seats at the Metropolitan every Thursday night. So somebody in the family had to go and use them. My father had heard it for the fifth time, I would go with my mother, or if my mother had heard it for the 12th time, I would go with my father, or with an older brother or something like that, because those two seats had to be taken. Well, I don't mean hearing the music. That's unimportant. It was that we got around.
I
knew them.
The environment.
I knew the inside of the Metropolitan Opera House and the restaurants around it, you know, more than a half century ago.
Yeah.
And I can say the same of Carnegie Hall and of smaller concert halls and even the German Theater on 15th Street in Irving Place. I was, you know, taken there because my mother wanted to go and be a German plays. And German acting companies, I had to go along. Or somebody in the family.
How did they have such an interest?
I think it's normal.
Yeah.
It was normal in some families. That did probably several stages. Well, there was city. My family was city people pretty far back, you know. And realized that a great many people came here didn't. Were either not city people or they were sort of immigrants of necessity, which, you know what I mean?
Something else.
Which is something else. Yeah, I don't mean that.
What is your family?
As a class thing. I just mean it's just the way it happened. I had no control over my birth or who my grandparents were or what they did or what my great grandparents did.
Were your family here a long time?
Well, in a mixed way. My mother's family is here quite a while. Late 18th century branches of it, and they were pretty close. My grandfather came over in the revolutionary period of 1849, you know, roughly, whether he came in 48, 49, or 50, or 51, I don't know. But he scrammed when the Civil War came. His wife, my grandmother, that side, was also from a German family that had gone to France. And